はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Stop by our website, JapanesePod101.com, for all the latest and greatest features, line-by-line audio, iPod on the go, plus much more. Stop by and see what's going on at JapanesePod101.com.
おはよう横浜、さくらです。第3回日本文化レッスン。
Peter here, and we're back with another lesson. As always, we're brought to you by Eric Lane and the Translation and Interpretation Specialists. Okay, Sakura, what did you just say in the beginning there? Can you give us the translation?
Okay.The third Japanese culture class.
Yes, very nice. And as you remember, we had Japanese culture class last week. Today, what's new, Sakura?
第三回.
Yes. Which is?
The third.
Yes. Last week we had?
第二回.
Yes. Listen, one more time, see if you can pick up the difference between the second and the third lesson. Here we go.
第二回. 第三回.
Yes, very nice.One word in there is different. Which is the difference?
Ni and san.
Yes, so give it to us one more time.
Dai ni kai.
Yes, and?
Dai san kai.
Yes, the second and the third.
Right.
Okay, very, very nice, Sakura. So today we have another great show for you. But before we get into that, again, today we introduced a new place. If you didn't catch the name, and even if you caught it, please stop by www.japanesepod101.com.We will have the location and some information about it. Right, Sakura?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this place is, if I'm not mistaken, very familiar to you. Right, Sakura?
Oh, yes. I was born in that city.
Ah.
Yes.
Okay. So for everybody out there who wants to find out where Sakura is born, please check out the homepage. Okay. So now let's get into today's lesson. Can you give us the topic? What is today's topic?
大学入試センター試験。
Wow, that was long. Okay, give it to us one more time, a little slower.
Okay. 大学入試センター試験.
Okay, very nice. Now, what does this mean?
It means country or national center. Test for entering university.
Yes, very nice. Okay, now what we're going to do is we're going to give you the word one more time, then we're going to break it down into individual words and sound it out for you, okay?One more time, please. The whole word.
大学入試センター試験.
Okay. Now, there's many words in there, right?
Yes.
Okay. Can we break down the words? What's the first word in there?
大学.
Okay. Very nice. And what's this?
It's university.
University. Okay. Can you give it to us one more time?
大学.
Okay. Break it down.
大学.
And one time fast.
大学.
University. Okay, next.
入試.
Okay, and what's this?
It's entrance examination.
Entrance examination. Yes. Very nice. Okay, one more time, please.
入試.
Okay, and break it down.
入試.
And one time fast.
入試.
Okay, so we have university, which is?
大学.
Entrance exam, which is?
入試.
Okay, what's the next word?
センター.
Okay, and what does this mean?
Center.
Okay, now this is a katakana word, right?
Yes.
Which means that it was imported.
Imported, yes.
Yes. So it comes from the English center.
Yes.
Okay, senta.
Senta.
Okay, can you break it down? Can you give it to us one more time, please?
Senta.
Very nice. Break it down.
Senta.
Yes. Okay, very, very nice.The last ah is a long vowel.
Yes.
Okay. Very nice. And one time fast.
Center.
Okay. So now we have university.
Mm-hmm. 大学.
Entrance exam.
入試.
Center.
Center.
Put them together.
大学入試センター.
Okay. And the last word is?
試験.
Okay. Which is?
It's exam.
Okay. And can you break this down for us?
試験.
Very nice. One time fast.
試験.
Okay. So, let's put it all together.
Okay. 大学入試センター試験.
Okay. Which is?
It's a common test that is part of university entrance exam.
Yes. Very nice. So, This test is always held in January. The points acquired on this test give you the right to sit for other universities' exams.
Yes.
Right? So it's a very, very important part of Japanese society, yes. Right?
And I just want to add that it's generally required for national and public schools. And for private schools, they didn't require this center examination before, but they're coming to use it more often. And after this center 試験, they usually have university-specific exams as well.
Oh, wow.
So after taking this center 試験, you often have to take another exam for that specific university or the department you're going to.
I see.
At the university.
So this is the first step. It's the first step in your journey to getting into a college.
Mm.
You take this exam, and the points here give you the right to sit for other universities' exams.
Yes.
Right?
So it's one of the earliest exams for whole exam season. So
exam season.
Yes. So they must be really nervous now.
Yes. Yeah. This is a topic we cannot cover in 20 minutes, mm-hmm. and we cannot do an hour.
Okay.
So we're going to put a lot more information up on our website about this. So please stop by www.japanesepod101.com to find out more about exam season, as Sakura nicely put, in Japan. Now, what we're going to do today is break it down, because while everybody is out there enjoying their Saturday and Sunday, this is a two-day test, right?
Yes.
So while everybody's out there enjoying their weekend, all of the college hopefuls in Japan are panicking, nervous, and pretty much their future is being decided this weekend.
Yes.
So we figure that while you guys are relaxing, you should know that there's a ton of people over here going through the most difficult time of their lives.
Yes.
So what we're going to do first is explain the test a bit to you. Okay? As we said, it's a two-day test. Right, Sakura? Mm-hmm. Okay, Sakura, where did you take this test?
Actually, I didn't take it.
You didn't take this test?
Yes.
I thought everybody takes this test. This is the test to get into university.
Yes. But there are some universities that have like high school and like junior high school and all these, you know, different educational levels all together.
So pretty much what you're saying is at each different level, junior high school or high school, you have a chance to take an exam and get into that school. And then once you're in the school, you can remain there.
Yes, basically.
I see. Mm. So what was the name of your school?
I went to Aoyama Gakuin University.
Aoyama Gakuin. What's Gakuin?
Gakuin is, it means school.
School.
But Aoyama Gakuin refers to the whole thing from kindergarten to university. And there are different levels. Like if you want to enter the kindergarten, you take a kindergarten test. And then I went to Aoyama Gakuin High School. I took a test and entered Aoyama Gakuin High School. And then from there to university, I think you did some kind of test, but it's not exam. Like it's not real, you know, university exam as everybody takes.
It's kind of like once you're in.
Yes.
It's not such a difficult test to keep going. But to get in, it's very difficult.
Yes.
Once you're in, kind of.
Yes. There are some other schools like that that's difficult to get to the next level as well.
Oh, really?
Yes. Like you have to take the same kind of test. You know, like it's regarded as the same school, but like inside it's completely, you know, separate
schools.
Yes. But in Aoyama Gakuin University, it's kind of together.
Okay. So what you're saying is the university that you went to, they have, the name is one more time?
Aoyama Gakuin.
And break that down for us.
Aoyama Gakuin.
And by syllable.
Aoyama Gakuin.
And one time fast.
Aoyama Gakuin.
And what is the first part? Aoyama. What's that?
Aoyama is the place name.
Yeah.
Close to Omotesando. We talked about Omotesando.
Yes, we did. And what is the literal meaning?
Blue mountain.
Blue mountain. Yes. So give us the color for blue.
Ao.
And mountain.
Yama.
Yeah. So Blue Mountain Gakuin, which is school.
School.
So Blue Mountain School, which is located in Tokyo.
Yes.
Now you're telling me that they have their own kindergarten.
Yes.
elementary school, mm-hmm. junior high school, yes. high school, mm-hmm. university.
Yes.
So you can really go from all the way from kindergarten all the way to graduation in the same institute.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah, there are some schools like that, that's, you know, private schools. Public schools aren't like that. They're all separate.
I see.
And most private schools are separate as well.
Yeah, I think that's usually the case, but mm-hmm. that's amazing. It would kind of be like if Harvard had a kindergarten, elementary school, yeah. middle school, junior mm-hmm. High school, and then their own university.
Yes.
Wow, so that's really fascinating. Yeah. So you got into that and then you went all the way. Yes. Are there any other schools that have this, a famous like school?
KO.
I remember last time we said KO Plaza. Is that the same KO?
It's different. The Chinese characters are different, but the pronunciation is the same.
Oh, I see. Mm. Okay, so different. And recently, KO University is one of the top universities in Japan, right? But they're private.
Yes.
Okay. What's the top university in Japan?
I think Tokyo Daigaku.
Yes, which is, one more time, please.
Tokyo Daigaku.
Okay, and listen one more time. You should get the words in here.
Tokyo Daigaku.
Which is?
Is Tokyo University.
Yeah, Tokyo University. Yes, the top school here.
Yes, that's national school.
Yes.
So to get into Tokyo University, you have to take this Senta Shiken.
Okay.
Yes.
So now, let's get back to this Senta Shiken. Mm. Okay, so it's a two-day exam. We established that.
Yes.
Okay, and then you have a choice of many subjects. Give us a rough idea, just a general idea of what's on it. No, not everything, just kind of a general idea.
Chili.
Okay, and what's that?
Geography.
One more time, please.
Chili.
Break it down.
Chili.
And one time fast.
Chili.
Okay, geography. Next.
Lekishi.
And what's that?
History.
Okay, one more time.
Lekishi.
Break it down.
Lekishi. Shi.
One time fast.
Lekishi.
What else?
And kokugo.
Now, what's this?
It's Japanese language.
Japanese
literature and...
Yes. Kind of the equivalent to English.
Yes, yes.
On the SATs. So Japanese language.
Yes.
Okay, and can you break this down for us?
Kokugo.
And one time fast.
Kokugo.
Yes, very nice. Okay.
It literally means national language. Like, koku means country or national.
And then what does go mean?
Go is language.
So this go means language, right?
Yes.
So what's the word for Japan?
Nihon.
So if we add this go, it becomes?
Nihongo.
Which is?
Japanese.
Yeah. And English. English comes from the word England, right?
Yes.
What's the Chinese character for England, but now the UK?
A.
Break it down, syllable?
E.
And one time fast?
A.
So that's the character for England. Now if we want to say English, we add the go and?
Ego.
Yes, English. Okay, very nice. Okay, so we have geography, history, Japanese language.
And also, 数学.
Okay, and what's this?
Mathematics.
Mathematics. Okay, can you say this one more time?
数学.
Okay, and break it down?
Su-ga-ku.
Okay, one time fast.
Su-ga-ku.
Okay, and this is mathematics. So you get a general idea of what's on the exam. Of course, there are other things that we're not going to mention due to time limitations, but you get the general idea. So it's 2 days.
Yes.
Back to back, Saturday, Sunday.
Yes.
Very tough.
Yes.
Okay, so now who's eligible? Who takes this exam?
High school students who are going to graduate in spring, spring.
Okay, wait, stop right here. I think we need to explain something. In the U.S., the new school year starts in September, and it runs through the following year up until about June, depending, June for up to high school. What about Japan? When does the school year start?
It starts in April.
April. Mm. And the first semester goes from April to?
July.
July. And then they have 1 month break?
Yes.
1 month vacation? Then
yes. From September to December.
December.
Mm. And then from January to March.
Yes. So it runs a bit different. So this test, the reason the test is now in January is because this is the test for entrance into the spring, April semester of this university year. Right, Sakura?
Right.
Okay. So again, who's taking this test?
High school students who are going to graduate this March.
Okay.
Or who have people who graduated earlier who already have finished high school education.
Well, if they already finished high school education, didn't they take this test already? Why would they be taking this test again?
If you fail all the exams this year, or people who want to get into like better schools, you did...
Like Tokyo University.
Yes, yes, yes. You take the test many times to get in.
I see.
Yes.
Now, let me just clarify this. You know, in the U.S., we have, if you don't get the university you want, you can go to a two-year university and then transfer... Work hard and then transfer to a school you want to go to.
Yes.
In Japan, is that style very common?
Not very common. Yes.
I see.
Some people go to a certain university for 1 year and then take the test again, exam again, and go to the school they really wanted to go to.
Now, when they enter that school, do they enter as a first-year student, right?
Yes.
So it doesn't, it has no meaning.
That's right, right.
It has no meaning to go to a different school, study for a year.
They just wanted to go, you know?
Yeah. The credits don't carry over.
No, no, no.
So what a lot of students who don't get into the school they want to do is they take a year off.
Yes.
And they just study for this test again.
They go to yobiko, usually.
Oh, a yobiko? I didn't know that. What is this?
Yobiko is, it's like prep school.
Okay.
Yes. And it's a place for studying specifically for university entrance examination.
I see.
Yes.
And it's every day?
It's every day. It's daytime, you know.
Long hours?
Yes. So they can choose, you know, all these subjects and they go to the classes they want to.
I see. So... if I take the exam and I have my heart set on going to Tokyo University, not that I would ever get in there, but I'd be 40 years old in one of these yobikos. But so what I do is rather than going to another university and transferring, which is very uncommon, what I would do is I would go take a year off.
Yes.
And go to, as you said, a yobiko.
Yobiko, yes.
Ah, long vowel at the end, yobiko. Mm-hmm. And then I would study hard and then the following year, I would take the exam again with the hopes of getting enough points to enter into Tokyo University.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Very, very interesting. Now, can you break down this yobiko for us?
Okay. Yobiko-u.
Okay. And one time fast?
Yobiko.
Very nice. Very, very interesting. Now, do these people who take a year off to study for the exam again at the yobiko, do they have a special name?
They're called Ro-nin-sei.
Very nice. And can you break this down for us?
Ro-u-nin-sei.
Very nice. And one time fast.
Ro-nin-sei.
So this is a word I think many foreigners will know because there are some movies named Ro-nin.
Oh, yes.
You know, it's kind of an individual, meaning a person that doesn't belong to something yet.
Right. And then that's Ro-nin. And then sei is... usually put for students.
Yes.
So, Ronin type of students.
Yeah, kind of like a student without a school.
That's right, yes.
Yeah. And they're trying their best to get into them. So, this is quite common.
Yes, quite common. When I was in university, about one-third of my friends were Ronin-sei.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes. 1 year Ronin or 2 year Ronin. Yes, so it's nothing to be ashamed of. Yes.
Now, Sakura, so there's another word that I heard, and the reason I heard it is because I had the experience of becoming one of them. I went to graduate school here in Japan,
yes,
and I didn't graduate in time. It was a two-year course, and it took me 3. So I had a special name. What was that name?
Ryūnen.
Okay, and what does this mean?
It means staying in that year.
Yes. Staying in that year. And can you break this down?
Ryūnen.
Okay, and one time fast.
Ryūnen.
What do you think about this?
Actually, I'm also Ryūnen. It's something to be very ashamed of. Yes.
Yes. Welcome to the club, Sakura. Very big club. Yeah, yes. In Japan, this is kind of frowned upon, right?
That's right.
Yeah, it's if you go into an interview and the numbers don't add up,
yes.
You kind of get this look and they really, well, they kind of want an explanation.
Yes.
So it took 5 years for your four-year degree.
Yes. So learning is okay, but learning is not okay.
Yes, I see. Mm. So we're running out of time. Today, we just wanted to let you know that this week in Japan, this is what's going on. So that's going to be it for today.
また明日ね。
See you tomorrow. Be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the Premium Learning Center. Inside, we have material to bring everything you learn in the lesson together. Flashcards, quizzes, really consolidate what you learn in today's lesson. Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post.